1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. Loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football.
You got to come out here, you got to compete, you got to make each other better.
Looks the throw, looks right, looks left, throws left, end zone, caught, Tucker Ashcraft, touchdown Wisconsin.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other.
You got to find that edge that you can get to and then keep trying to push it.
Picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePage.
Good morning from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, as well as Aisha Jackson. Back at our network studio, this is Matt LePage. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, the regular season finale, and it's as it should be in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. These longtime rivals, the program's meeting for the 134th time. Wisconsin through the years, 63 wins, 62 for the Gophers, 8 ended in ties. A true rivalry it is. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The seniors have been introduced. The Badgers emerge from the tunnel behind the north end zone as they make their way onto Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium. And with that, let's take a look at our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. What do you have for us today, Tal?
Today, to me, it's about stopping the run. Minnesota, we've seen Wisconsin when we've struggled. It's been teams have run all over us, and then they've been able to dictate play. We saw that with a Nebraska team last weekend. And mainly, I just want to see this. We always talk about how you – it's not about getting knocked down. It's how you get back up. And I would be shocked today. You have a lot of prideful cats. There's a lot of seniors that have been through a lot here. Jack and Hunter, you can go through the list of the guys that we just saw. And I think the emotions today need to really be cranked up. You're going to get, I think, everybody's best effort to try and keep this bowl streak alive, which means a lot to both alumni and I think to our fan base, and I know to these seniors, they don't want to be a part of a group that ends this streak. So just a lot of emotion, I think, and you have to make sure you harness it in a big way.
Well, you mentioned those seniors. Everyone has a story, including Hunter Wohler, who is going to go down as one of the more respected players here in a long time, if not ever. Let's get more on Hunter as we check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hunter is a foundational piece for this team. And Luke Fickles for starting his program here at Wisconsin. I watched Hunter Wohler come out for senior day, and you could see the emotion on his face. Just coming, seeing his parents play in front of this crowd one last time, it means something to him. An in-state kid who's dreamed of playing here and gets to realize his dream. I'm so grateful that he's able to play after sitting out last week's game. Mike Trussell joked, he did a great job leading on the sideline, but every time he looked over and saw him standing on the sideline, he realized how badly Wisconsin missed him on the field. They need him today, but he needs this place too.
Yeah, he loves this game, no doubt, and he's gotten himself prepared to be out there today. Tom Burke, the honorary captain, as they're out there for the toss of the coin, the Gophers.
Wisconsin has won the toss. They've elected to defer. They'll kick towards this end zone.
Yeah, he caught the tail end of that. Tom Burke, the honorary captain, he was as dominant a player as I've maybe ever seen here in 1998. Tausch, dude had 22 sacks. That's a good career. He did that in 1998.
I just remember the whole Iowa. We had one down there, pink locker room. And I think Tom Burke had 100 sacks that game. I know it wasn't, but he was as dominant of a force as we've seen. You said it perfect.
Good to have him back, a UW Athletic Hall of Famer. By the way, the career mark for sacks is 33. Tarek Salah has that. Berkey right behind at 32. But 22 in that year. The Badgers, of course, going on to defeat UCLA in the Rose Bowl. That was Tom's senior year. And, of course, the Badgers went back a year later, beat Stanford, the one and only Big Ten team to win the Rose Bowl game in consecutive years. Good to see Tom Burke back here at Camp Randall Stadium. You know, he's pumped up to be out there. If he could, he'd give you a few snaps, but that's not an option. So he'll sit back and watch this game and I'm sure be very fidgety along the way. The Gophers will receive. It's 21 degrees, at least according to my Weather Channel app, and the wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. It's 21, but feels more like 10 or so as the Badgers kicking off. Gavin Long will kick. Derek LeCaptain, a Wisconsin native, and Coy Parrish, a very, very gifted freshman, back to receive this kick for the Gophers. They go south to north, right to left as we view it.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see a lot. You know, the ball is harder. It's slicker. So special teams, we've seen punt fumbles. We've seen issues. You haven't seen a lot of kick returns. But ball security, and especially early in this game, that is something to take a big look at.
We are set to go. The 134th meeting between these programs, and the kick from Lahm is in the air. Parrish at the goal line, right side to the 5, to the 10. Parrish across the 15-yard line, and the freshman is driven down at the 20. And we are underway as Tackett Curtis gets down there in kick coverage for Wisconsin. We're underway here in Madison.
The big thing I thought last week, some of the struggles, obviously, with what Nebraska was able to do, I hadn't seen a group from a tackling standpoint be as poor as what this group was last week. So I always see when you see that, you get emphasized. I'm sure the coaches all week at practice hammer that point. I'm guessing you're going to see a much different, much better effort in that regard this afternoon.
Kurt Neal, Ben Barton, the down lineman. You got Leon Lowry, John Pius on the edges. Aaron Witt also out there for Wisconsin. Two receivers right, one on the left. Darius Taylor is the running back. Good pass catching threat out of the backfield as well. First play from scrimmage. Max Brosener hands off to Taylor up the right hash marks, and he'll take it up to the 23-yard line or so on a gain of three. Ben Barton getting in there among others for Wisconsin on the first play from scrimmage.
And I think Ben Barton has had a really good season. He's taken on a lot of blocks. The big thing here is you have to make sure you're being fundamentally sound, stay in your gaps, and give those linebackers opportunities to read. Ben did a really good job there of staying square.
Darrell Peterson getting in there now, an outside backer. You got Christian Allegro and Tackett Curtis in there at the inside spots. Three receivers left, one on the right. Max Brosmer, the quarterback, empty backfield, takes a snap, four-man rush, right side throw, and it's Daniel Jackson with the catch. Nizer Forkering covers him up at the 26-yard line. Jackson with another catch. He has led this team in receiving each of the last 3 years. That's his 70th reception of the season. Third down and four for the Gophers.
Nice coverage there and brought a little pressure. Allegro came on a late blitz to force the hand there, get the ball out of it, and get a tackle right there, force it a third and four.
Gophers 46% on third down, fourth best in the conference. Third and four, their own 26-yard line. Jackson out wide to the right. Darius Taylor, the running back, to the left of the QB. Taking the snap is Brosmer. Four-man rush. A throw is Bob Horn and charred loose. Tackett Curtis getting in there and hammering Daniel Jackson, who bobbled it to begin with. And Curtis made sure there would be no catch. And it's three and out for Minnesota to start the game.
Not surprisingly, we saw Nebraska last week have a ton of success running little under routes. And if you're going to play man-to-man there, you're sitting in that zone. A little bit of a throw behind, and Curtis did a great job of leading with his shoulder, dislodging that football and forcing a three and out.
Mark Crawford on the punt. Vinny Anthony deep at the 33 of Wisconsin. Snap to Crawford, and the kick is in the air, drifting toward the far boundary, hitting inside the 35 of Wisconsin, and it'll roll to a stop at the 32 in Badgers territory, and that's where Wisconsin will be on offense for the first time after a 37-yard punt. We're a minute 35 in, no score, and on comes Braden Locke and the Wisconsin offense.
And I think this will be a nice change. Last week it was, oh, what are the mechanics going to look like? Who's calling the plays? All this. We saw, I think there were some things that you had to work out, but I think this group feels good about how they played. I think they feel like we got all of that situated. Now let's just get to work. And I'm guessing you're going to see a heavy dose leaning on this offensive line.
Bryson Green slot to the right. And on first down, here's Tawee, or rather a fake to Walker. He'll throw it, Lockwell, right side to Vinny Anthony. And he'll catch across the 35 and up to the 37 or 38-yard line. They'll place at the 37 on a gain of five.
And I thought last week, again, we saw the defensive ends and the edge players really come down hard. And you have to soften that, whether it's the quarterback running. They're just a simple little hard sell to Walker. Ran Anthony back across the formation. Nice little pickup.
Anthony out wide to the left. Bryson Green to the right. Jackson Aker in the lineup as well. And second down, handoff, Tawee Walker up the middle. And he'll be dragged down by Josh Joyner at the 39-yard line in Wisconsin territory. Gain of a couple. It's now third down and three for Wisconsin.
And this is where we want to be. You want to be in these third and manageables there. Just a little easy run play. You're feeling things out, but if you can sit in this position all day, Wisconsin will take third and two, third and three. We'll be in a good spot.
Badgers 37% on third down. That ranks 15th in this 18-team league. Slot left, slot right. Tawee Walker to the left of the quarterback. Kekahuna slot right, motions into the backfield. Snap the lock, back to throw, pockets tight. Braden throwing, and it's incomplete, intended for Bryson.
There we go.
Penalty marker flies. Justin Wally was in coverage, and it looked like he got the green a little bit early.
Pass interference. Defense, number five. The ball in place is on the foul. Automatic. First down.
That's the voice of referee Brian Banks. We mentioned these two teams are among the least penalized. Iowa is the least penalized team, followed by Wisconsin and then Minnesota. But the Badgers get a first down via penalty at their 45-yard line.
And it came from the far side. The linesman saw it right there, didn't throw it. Definitely Minnesota got there a little early.
Kekahuna slot to the left, Anthony wide left, Bryson Green to the right, shotgun snap, Braden Locke looks, throws, ball's tipped in the air, it'll fall incomplete. Tipped by one of the linemen there for Minnesota, and it's an incomplete pass, second down and 10 for the Badgers at their own 45-yard line.
And this is something, Minnesota crashes on the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line. both Huber and Malman do a good job of washing their guy down, but they're bringing an edge pressure. And this is something Braden has to get more alert to. He threw it again. Arms up, bad things happen when those balls get tipped up in the air.
You're right, I said Lyman. That was Parrish, one of the safeties, with that deflection on second down and 10. Locke looking, throws right side, a dart to Bryson Green. He'll make the catch across midfield into Minnesota territory. Parrish on the tackle. They'll mark at the 46 of the Gophers, third down and one. And a penalty marker down there on the other side of the
field.
Yeah,
we had a guy downfield. He hitched a little long, and that lineman, I think, went downfield.
Offense, number 56. Five-yard penalty. It's still second down.
We get Joe Brunner there. We're 3:01 into the game, just getting started, no score. And it's now second down and 15 for the Badgers at their own 40.
Yeah, Fleck was all over that. I didn't know if that was a handkerchief or what, but when you see Locke on those RPOs and you hesitate and you hitch, guys are getting downfield because that's their assignment, is to get down there and pick up that linebacker on a run scheme.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Anthony and Kekahuna to the left, Green on the right, snap to Locke. Braden looking, has time, throws over the middle. Kekahuna the catch, and he gets drilled by Coy Parrish across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Parrish trying to rip the ball away, and the Gophers selling it, and it'll be a third down and 8 here for Wisconsin.
Yeah, he threw it a little bit behind him, and it's a joint catch. It's Wisconsin's yep. ball, but Minnesota, like they should, selling it to try to act. That was, you have to lead him a little bit more. That put Tretch in a really tight spot and allowed Minnesota to close on that a little quicker than we should.
Third down and 8 for the Badgers at their own 47-yard line. Kekahuna slot right, motions left. Three receivers that way. Bryson Green wide to the right. Shotgun snap to Locke. Gophers rush 5. That ball got tipped, and that's incomplete. And Wisconsin will be forced to punt from its own 47-yard line.
Yeah, just way too many of those this season for Braden. And that was just a pretty good job of picking up the stunt. The defensive line, he just got his hand up in the air. It was Redding, got his hand up in the air and tipped it. So out of that drive, that was 2 tipped balls. And they're not always going to fall to the turf. We got to make sure we try to get that cleaned up.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Coy Parrish is deep at the Gophers' 8-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 47. Kason Pfeiffer, the long snapper. Snap is clean. Bertram steps up, and the kick is away. It'll hit inside the 20. Parrish will field it inside the 10-yard line and gets whipped to the turf right away. Excellent work on the punt coverage team as the Gophers will be starting at their own 8-yard line. 45 on the punt. And no return at all as we have a break in the action here at Camp Randall. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. Also brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 10:47 left of the first quarter. The Badgers and Gophers, no score. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. Early going, no score here at Camp Randall as we check in with Patrick.
We know it's cold out today, but thankfully one thing the teams are not having to deal with is the wind. Wind gusts are 15 to 20 miles an hour outside of the stadium, but down here on the playing surface, we're not feeling any impact of that. So it shouldn't have an impact on really on the passing game at all. The other thing that we are introducing for the first time is the heated field. You'll remember in the offseason, they installed this in Camp Randall to be able to melt any freezing on the surface. It doesn't mean that people's feet are warm down here, I can promise you that. But it does mean that the turf is soft and it's very playable. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, all the talk was about hosting a postseason game, but this is the upper Midwest. It could get cold before then. Gophers starting at their 8-yard line. First and 10, Marcus Major, the running back. Brosmer under center, pulls back, hands at the Major off the right side, and the former Oklahoma Sooner across the 10-yard line to about the 11. Hunter Wohler getting over there defensively for the Badgers. We're about 4.5 minutes in. Wisconsin nothing, Minnesota nothing.
And I think you just saw that right there with Hunter. And you know, listening to the defensive coaches talk this week, the safeties last, Austin Brown, they did a good job of kind of doing their stuff, but seeing, reacting, and going and understanding all the scheme, Hunter, I think, is going to really help, obviously, in that run support.
From the 11-yard line of Minnesota, second down and 7. Major to the left of Brosmer, who's back into the shotgun. Brosmer takes a snap. Badgers bring in 4. Brosmer, 1 punt, drops it off. Major catches across the 10 to the 15-yard line. And that's about it. Christian Allegro first on the scene across the 15 to about the 16-yard line. Major, a 6th-year senior, former Oklahoma Sooner. And they will throw to their running backs. Darius Taylor came in with 48 catches. Major with 19, so that's his 20th. And the Gophers have a 3rd and 2 at their 16. Lamecki Brockington and Daniel Jackson out to the right. Frank Bierman, a tight end, lines up on the left. Old motion Brockington to the left. And now Jamison Gears, another tight end, will motion from the left side to the formation on 3rd down. They hand off to Taylor, trying to hit it off the left side, trying to turn it back and right into the waiting arms of Christian Allegro, the linebacker there to make the play at the point of attack. And a Gopher is down. The left tackle, Ariante Ursary, slow to get up. Now he does, and appears to be okay. The Gophers will be punting just across their own 16-yard line.
Great job by Lowry of just setting the edge. You hear that term all the time, set the edge. Well, they wanted to bounce that outside. Lowry was able to keep contain and then squeeze it down and allowed Allegro and the rest of his crew to come down, make a play, and force his punt.
Mark Crawford on the punt. Vinny Anthony deep near the 45 of Wisconsin as Crawford steps up. And a line drive kick, steering it away from Anthony. It's going to hit to the far boundary and goes out of bounds inside the 45 of Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 44 after a 39-yard punt from Mark Crawford, as we'll have another break in the action. Just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. And Wisconsin football also brought to you by Construction Business Group. Operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. 8:34 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Minnesota nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. 8 minutes, 34 seconds left in the first quarter. Game of punts here so far. Badgers and Gophers, no score. Wisconsin with good field position starting at their 44-yard line.
Noticing the punting, obviously you're seeing more on the line, and again, harder ball. There's a bunch of things that go into it, but something that just the long snapping, both snaps so far from Minnesota, very slow to get back. And when a punter has not hit it well, I wouldn't be shocked if we heat him up here, especially if you're going to see this game go special teams. You need to make a big play. Don't be surprised if we get pretty frisky on one of these punts from Minnesota.
All right, something to keep an eye on here. See what the Badgers can do offensively in the second time around. Tommy Walker remains the running back. C.J. Williams out wide left. Chris Brooks, his first career catch last week. He's in the slot. He'll motion to the right. Locke takes a snap, hands off Tommy Walker up the right hash marks, hits it up across the 45-yard line, then gets wrapped up and thrown back. Short gain of the play. Devin Eastern, defensive tackle, getting in there. A gain of maybe two up to the 46 of Wisconsin. Second down and eight.
Not a lot of push there. A little bit of leakage. Minnesota got some penetration. That never really let Tawi really get moving. And with Tawi, you really want him pressing the hole. And that's where you give the cutback and some of the other things. Minnesota's going to be battling to try to keep getting penetration.
Okay, Kahuna and Anthony out to the left. C.J. Williams to the right, shotgun snap to Locke, back to throw under some pressure, and that pass is knocked down, incomplete. Devin Eastern got his mitts up there, and now three passes have been batted away off the hands of Braden Locke, and it's third down and eight for Wisconsin.
Right now the protection, it was all right. That time Brunner got beat a little bit early and forced Locke to step up. And sometimes Braden has to start seeing those windows opening up. A lot of times he's just looking at the receiver. You also have to feel and see where you can get a throw off.
Third down and eight. Badgers at their 46-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Lock back the throw, winds it up, throws to the left, and it's incomplete. Sailing over Kekahuna at the 45-yard line of the far side. Justin Wally with the tight coverage, so the Badgers get good field position but do nothing with it. It's three and outs, and they're punting again.
Yeah, third and long, it's been a formula. That was, they brought a stunt, and we did not do a very good job of picking that up, and you got quick pressure into Braden's face. He did a good job just to get rid of that football, and it dropped out of harm's way. That was not a good possession for the boys up front. They got pushed around a little bit.
Boy, Parrish again deep at the Gophers' 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 46. Bertrams is on the punt, and he gets the snap, and a couple steps to his left, kick is away, end over end, fair catch signal by Parrish, and he'll make it at about the 11 or 12-yard line in Minnesota territory. So two punts aside here, a 43-yard effort from Atticus Bertrams as another timeout here at Camp Randall. Game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Kloss tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit CLAAS.com. We'll step away. 7:42 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Minnesota nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7:42 left in the opening quarter. Wisconsin and Minnesota, no score. The Gophers will take over at their 11-yard line.
Obviously not great offense on either side through these first four drives. But that's kind of the game we anticipated happening. I think you wanted to see Wisconsin's defense come out and have some energy, and they've been able to do that and get off the field. But on the flip side, trying to establish this line of scrimmage and figuring some things out, this is going to be a game of big plays. Both defenses not willing to give those up, and offensively and special teams, somebody trying to figure out ways to generate them, because I think it's going to be tough sledding today offensively in this with these conditions and with kind of where both of these teams are at.
All right, Gophers again backed up at their 11-yard line for the New Hampshire Trent Max Brosmer. He's put together a really good year with the Gophers this fall. Frank Bierman, the tight end, motions to the left, loops back to the right, snap back to Brosmer, looking, throws right side. It's caught across the 20-yard line. Hunter Wohler is there to get Elijah Spencer, transfer out of Charlotte, having a nice year. That's his 42nd catch of the season, and that is right at the first down marker. Gain of 10, another first and 10 for the Gophers at the 21.
Not enough pressure, and again, it's first down, so you're going to play the run. Oh, we got a lineman down.
Yeah, it's Ursary again, who their big left tackle. Like he was shaken up on the last series, and then he was back. He was on his feet after that last play and then just went down to the ground. So gets helped up by the athletic trainers.
And every time, I mean, any little ache and pain always feels a little worse when it's cold. And if you have some type of muscle or injury, you don't know what exactly is going on. But it is definitely a lot tougher when it's frigid and things like that. You're trying to stay warm and stay loose. Going back to that play, that was you're sitting in a zone. Hunter was right there. Give Brosmer credit. He threw it where he needed to, but you have to start getting some pressure. You got to get it because you could see he was uncomfortable. They have a rhythm to what they're trying to do, and when you get him out of that, he gets a little fidgety. You got to move. You got to get back there and put some pressure in his face.
So first and 10, Minnesota for the Gophers' 21-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Brosmer will hand off to Taylor. Hits it off the left side across the 25 to the 30-yard line. Darius Taylor taken down by Hunter Wohler at the 33. Gain of 12 and a first down for Minnesota.
Well, Lowry, I was giving him credit on the third down before when he was able to set the edge. That time got a little nosy, I think, going down, trying too hard, gave up the edge. And when you do that, you give a big running lane and a nice pickup there.
They have moved Quinn Carroll out there to left tackle, by the way. Former Notre Dame Fighting Irish lineman. From the 33 Minnesota, first and 10. Brosmer under center, takes a snap, hands Taylor off the right edge across the 35 up to about the 38-yard line. Ricardo Hallman first on the scene, then he gets help. Gain of 5, though, for Darius Taylor, the sophomore out of Detroit.
Yeah, too much push there by the right side of the Gophers' offensive line, and you know, Pius did a good job from his backside end spot of chasing that down, but too much push, way too much room there, 5 yards on first down, exactly what Minnesota is trying to get done.
Tucker Curtis back in there, along with Christian Allegro at the inside backer spot. Second down and 5, Minnesota from its own 38-yard line. 5:50 left in a scoreless first quarter. Marcus Major in at running back now. Shotgun snap to Brosmer. Four-man rush from Wisconsin. Pop fly left side. It is caught inside the 30-yard line. Daniel Jackson is driven out of bounds by Preston Zachman inside the 25, or maybe right at the 25 of Wisconsin.
A great throw. Saw man-to-man coverage and just kind of almost Russell Wilson, known for those high lofting flop throws, and he just let his receiver make a play.
37 yards on the pass play, and the Gophers are at the Wisconsin 25. Brosmer back to throw, and that pass knocked down by Ben Barton. So the Badgers rejecting a throw. Minnesota has knocked down three Braden Locke attempts, and now Ben Barton rejects one from the hands of Max Brosmer. Second and 10, Gophers at the Wisconsin 25-yard line.
Pius coming in a stunt, get his hands up, and you want to narrow those windows down so that you force the throw, and big Ben Barton got his paw up in the air and was able to knock that thing down on first down.
Elijah Spencer out to the left. Daniel Jackson slot left. And now he'll motion to the right on second down and 10 for the Wisconsin 25. Brosner throw, right side pass caught by Jackson. And making the stop in the open field is Ricardo Hallman. Nice play by Rico, gain of just 2 to the 23 of Wisconsin. The Gophers now have a third down. They'll mark it at the 22 of Wisconsin, make it 3rd and 7.
And that's what you're looking for out of this defense. You want the ball out of the hand quick, all right? And then you just go make tackles in space. Much better so far in a smaller sample size than what we saw last week. But that was a play one-on-one with Ricardo. He got him down, setting up a 3rd and 7.
Elijah Hills in the defensive line for Wisconsin now. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Ball at the Badger 22-yard line, 3rd and 7, Minnesota. Marcus Major, the running back. Shotgun snap to Brosmer. Badgers trying to get some heat up the middle. They can't get there. And a throw right side caught by Spencer inside the 10, inside the 5, and pulled down at about the 1-yard line. Elijah Spencer with the catch. As again, Brosmer had a lot of time to scan, and Minnesota has a 1st and goal.
Well, Marcus Major did a great job of picking up Allegro on the blitz. Wisconsin ended up bringing 5 there, trying to heat him up because we've not been able to get back to him. He stood in there. Nice job by their protection unit of giving him time, and then a well-thrown football there to set up a 1st and goal.
Ball just outside the 1. 1st and goal. Taylor back in at running back. Frank Bierman, the tight end, motions left. Here's Brosmer reading it, keeping it, and trying to get across. No signal yet. Looks like he's going to be stopped just short of the goal line. 2nd and goal, Minnesota.
Yeah, not a ton of penetration there, but what Wisconsin was able to do was hold the line, and hopefully Fleck is begging for him to say that he got in. It looks like Wisconsin held him short, and it's going to hold up.
2nd and goal, as they're going to have a little brotherly shove here, is on 2nd down, the sneak from Brosmer trying to push it across. A penalty marker is down. There is no signal for a score yet. So hang on. Officials are signaling short, it appears, as they're still trying to get the bodies off of one another. And somewhere down there is the football. And now they signal touchdown. But there are penalty markers down here.
It's either offsides or illegal formation. It's got to be one of those two because it came.
Defense. That penalty climb, result of the play, is touchdown.
So the Gophers first on the board with 3:18 left in the first quarter. Max Brosmer on the sneak.
Not a ton of push, but you only needed about 5 inches, and that's about what Brosmer got. And now Minnesota pulls into the lead on what do they call it, tush push? I don't know what the Gophers call it, but that was a loaded up and go, and it took forever. Well, are we going to challenge this? Review. Good luck trying to sort that.
Yeah, you would think it's going to be impossible to locate the football. It's got to be indisputable video evidence. And in that pile of humanity, you have to somehow locate the football.
Yeah, we're definitely lined up offsides.
Yeah. A lot of helmets will be on the ball there.
Might as well take a swipe at the football. But yeah, I don't know how you would turn that over because I know it's a standalone, big game here. I don't know what camera angle is going to show anything other than 22 dudes just piled in trying to plow through. I don't think we're going to see a flip here. But to your point, Matt, if they called it the other way, you're not getting it either. Yep. And it took forever to make a call. So, unfortunately, I think this is going to hold up. You like the tush push, or you?
I'm all right.
I'm all right with it, too. Everybody's kind of pouting about it. Hey, yeah. Stop it and get in your position. I know the Philadelphia Eagles have done it well.
Down stands.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Just remember a time when that was not legal. That was one of the famous games. Reggie Bush pushing Matt Leinart across the goal line in a game at Notre Dame It wasn't legal then, but it worked for USC. 2005, I believe that was. A lot of wild games that day, including the Badgers and Gophers. A rather well-known blocked punt late in that game up at the Metrodome. Extra point coming up. Dragon Kesic. Pride of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and the lefty is good with the PAT. As the Gophers grab the first quarter lead, we'll step out after a nine-play, 89-yard drive that took 4 minutes and 24 seconds. 3:18 left in the first quarter. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback love for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC, the Gophers go 89 yards. Max Brosberg, making some big throws in the pass game, including a big hit to Daniel Jackson of 37 yards and Elijah Spencer to set up a goal to go, and Brosberg able to push it across as the Gophers lead Wisconsin 7-0 with 3:18 left in the first quarter.
Very similar issues to what we saw last week where Rayola had all day to throw a Brosberg here. That was a way too many times just sitting back and not really having anybody in his face. He got the one knockdown, but a couple of big plays here and there, and they were able to run the football a little bit. So Wisconsin's defense obviously has to try and figure out some different ways. We saw him bring Allegro. You have to get in his face. You're not going to let him use an accurate thrower of the football. If you're going to give him time, it's going to be a long day for this defense.
Yeah, there was a stretch of games where they maybe weren't getting a lot of sacks, but they were getting a lot of pressures, making quarterbacks uncomfortable. But certainly, as you mentioned, was not the case last week and not the case on that possession for Max Brosberg. Talk to the Gophers people, they rave about Brosberg too, his overall football IQ, just wants to keep learning, and a guy who certainly looks like he's capable of making all the throws as well. Dragon Kesic to kick off. Cade Iacomelli, Vinny Anthony are deep. Badgers go left to right, north to south here in quarter number one. Kesic with the kick in the air. Return chance for Anthony if he wants it. He'll catch at the goal line to the 5, to the 10, cutting left, 15. Vinny to the 20. Anthony to the 25-yard line. And up shy of the 30 is taken down there. And that's where the Badgers will begin first and 10.
And the big play on that drive was the throw to Jackson. And it reminded me kind of that moon ball. I said Russell Wilson because now with the Pittsburgh Steelers, he just threw it up. And I didn't think the coverage by Ricardo was bad. It was, he just made a good adjustment on the football. And in this game, one or two of those big plays, all of a sudden that momentum shifts. And now the Gophers lead.
Darion Dupree in at running back for Wisconsin now. Two receivers right, one on the left. Locke will hand it to Dupree. Room up the middle across the 30, 35-yard line. Darion Dupree up to the 40 on a gain of 12. Looked like he was almost down, but he kept that knee off the turf, and that bought him another 3 or 4 yards, first and 10 for the Badgers.
Really nice hole, and what I love there is Dupree. There was no hesitation. He went, and then like you said, Matt, it looked like about 2 yards short of the first. His knee went down. He was able to maintain his balance, pick up that first down.
JTC Grease, wing on the left. Riley Nowakowski on the right. And the officials step in. We'll hear from the referee, Brian Banks.
After an expedited review, the runner's knee was down at the 35-yard line. It'll be second down. Second down.
The college version of replay assistance.
So that's robo-reffing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if we've ever signed up for this. I'm fine with him doing it. It expedites it. But, yeah, his knee hit. It's a good call. And there we go. I just love this whole, we haven't even really had these discussions, but we're just going to implement it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait till you get the robots calling balls and strikes in baseball.
Wait till the robots take over the world. That's the other question.
So make it second down and 3 for the Badgers at their 35-yard line. 2:40 left in the first quarter. 7-0 Minnesota. They'll go out of the pistol now. Dupree behind Braden Locke. C.J. Williams out to the left. And the handoff goes to Dupree over the right side of the line. Coy Parrish will get him from behind, just short of the first down.
He's a player.
He is.
He's explosive. He came off of the backside of that play. And when you're drawing up offenses, you have to leave guys unblocked. You left Parrish unblocked there, and he was able to close that gap that quickly. And it wasn't as if it was a long hesitant run. He was going. Great job by Parrish.
Third down, about a half yard to go. Lock in the gun. He has Dupree to his left, Nowakowski to his right. Hand off Darion Dupree up the middle. He'll get the first down with about a yard to spare. Just going straight ahead up to the 39-yard line of Wisconsin. First and 10. Jot Joyner up off the pile for the Gophers.
And not that all first downs aren't important. That one was real. You're starting to feel that the momentum. Obviously, Minnesota grabbed it with their last drive, and the last thing you want to do, set up a fourth and short, put a tough decision on your coach. You get that first down, now you get rolling.
They'll go double wide to the right. See Grease and Nowakowski out there as well for Wisconsin. They flip to the left side of the formation. Darion Dupree, the running back, and Locke will give it to him. He got hit behind the line of scrimmage and then is thrown down by Anthony Smith on the defensive line. Loss of a couple of yards there. It'll be a second down and 12.
Well, the snap floated. Yep. It fluttered up way, and Locke does a good job of doing it, but that throws off all of the blocking. You pull Brunner. Well, the defensive end got off on the snap earlier, so Joe couldn't get over there to kick it out, and that's why all of that stuff works in unison. That high floating snap ended up setting that play back, and we lose 2 yards.
It's second down and 12 for the Badgers at their 37-yard line. Double wide to the left. Locke gets the snap. Gophers bring in 4. Braden, one pump under pressure. Danny Strigo, the defensive lineman, gets the lock and pops him to the ground inside the 35-yard line of Wisconsin near the 33.
Well, good coverage down the field. The initial blocking by the offensive line was all right, but he got a little bit, he paused, he wasn't able to get his first or second read, and as he stepped up, just kind of looped back in. That was more of a coverage sack than it was our offensive line getting beat.
Third down and 16 for the Badgers at their own 33-yard line. 12 seconds left in the opening quarter, 7-0 Minnesota. Two receivers left, one on the right. Tawee Walker back in the backfield for Wisconsin. Snapped a lot. Gophers sending 3. Braden looking. He'll check it down to Walker outside the numbers left side. 35-yard line. Got away from Justin Wally. And Walker advances up to about the 40-yard line. Joey Gerlach over there defensively for Minnesota. And that's going to be the final play of quarter number 1. So the Gophers with the only points of the quarter. Little brotherly shove to the end zone for the quarterback, Max Brosmer, and we are through the first 15 minutes at Camp Randall Stadium. The story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. M. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. At the end of 1, Minnesota 7, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special.
a trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
There are Black Friday deals, and then there are Kohl's Black Friday deals. Where else can you get 40% off Levi's, up to 50% off Sephora fragrances, and home favorites for under 10 bucks, all in the same place? And it gets better. You can score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. Get 15% off some of your finds, and save even more with limited-time doorbusters, like 50% off toys. Select styles. Offers end November 29th. Coupons do not apply to Levi's and toys. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
We welcome you back to Camp Randall Stadium. Mike Heller with a quick scoreboard update. All eyes on the Big Ten tomorrow. Michigan at Ohio State at 11 a.m. Penn State is number four in the country. They play at 2:30 at home against Maryland. Indiana's final game is 6 o'clock tomorrow night against Purdue. Those four teams all right now slated to be in the college football playoff. We'll wait and see what happens in the next week or so. From the NFL, Matt Eberflus is out as head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Not out in a blaze of glory after the issue at the end of the game against the Lions.
So, yeah, that was that was fun to watch from a Packer fan standpoint. I don't know what the heck. I've never seen that was as bad as it gets. But the Bears, that's the first coach, I think, that's been fired in season and forever. So tough break for those. I'm sure we all feel really bad.
In the meantime, the Packers roll on. They beat the Dolphins last night. 7-0 Minnesota leading Wisconsin as we'll start the second quarter. But before we start the second quarter, let's check in again with Patrick.
Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel talked this week about needing to create more negative plays so they can rush the passer. Wisconsin has had a trouble getting pressure on opposing QBs already. That has happened today. And they have not been able to get any of those negative plays. He said in order to do that, we might need to be more aggressive on non-traditional downs, sending more blitz pressure on first down. So we might, I have a feeling if Wisconsin continues to get behind in this game and have trouble getting heating up the quarterback, we're going to see some more, I would think, some more radical stunts and blitzes coming on even non-traditional downs like first down, just because they have to be able to switch the momentum here and switch some of the timing. In Minnesota's first two drives, it went three and out. They held them to 3 yards on first down. That third drive, trouble on first down.
Yep, and you give Brosmer time, and he'll carve you up. Badgers punting from their own 41-yard line. Atticus Bertrams kicking to Coy Parrish. And the kick in the air from Bertrams just floats up there. Parrish with the fair catch. Signal runs up, muffed it, but it went out of bounds. Ooh, high-risk maneuver from Coy Parrish trying to sprint to get to that punt, which was hitting toward the near side boundary. And he catches a break, does the freshman from Minnesota. Went off his hands and out of bounds. Gophers starting at their 25-yard line after a 34-yard punt.
And that's been a good formula for us this year. And I think it's, again, I'm not a great directional guy, north-south, but it's that side we've seen. I don't remember what game it was early where a fumble when you're kicking into that student section.
Yeah.
There we had an opportunity. Unfortunately, it's too close to the sideline and it fell onto the Badgers' sideline harmlessly. Minnesota takes over.
Brosmer will work under center. Darius Taylor is the single setback. Two receivers left, one on the right for the Minnesota 25-yard line. Gophers go left to right second quarter. Brosmer takes handoff Taylor off the right side of the line and a little extra effort there gets him near the 30-yard line. Got hit at the 28, but was able to squeeze a couple of more yards out of the play. Second down and five for the Gophers.
Darrell Peterson does a good job of kind of keeping it in. He's got to shed that block, and you see Zachman come down, and just a little too much. It looked like it was a 1 or 2 yard gain, and Minnesota kept pushing that pile, and Second and five. Patrick was just talking about it. Minnesota is going to, if they can sit here normal down a distance all day, it's going to make it a long, long afternoon.
Dylan Johnson, Ben Barton there, and a hand on the ground also from Darrell Peterson on second down and five. Gophers their own 30. Brosmer hands off to Taylor off the left side, and he is tossed down by Dylan Johnson, the freshman defensive lineman at the 34-yard line. Gain of four. The Gophers with a third down, actually less than a yard to go, just shy of the 35-yard line. For the first down.
And you see Allegro, they brought him off of the edge. He was picked up late, but Dylan did a really nice job there of shedding that block and able to pull him down. And now they're in tush-push mode.
Brandon Lane, Kirk Neal getting in there. They're about the length of a football away from the first down, and they're going to hand it instead. Marcus Major on the left side, 40, 45, 50. Outside the numbers to the 40, 35, 30, 25, and out of bounds near the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. They'll mark it back just outside the 25, it looks like. So it had all the look of that tush-push, brotherly shove, whatever you want to call it, but the Gophers cross them up with a handoff to Marcus Major, and it's a first down at the Wisconsin 26-yard line on a gain of 40 yards.
Very, very unique and interesting play call because, yeah, everybody in the stadium is thinking they're going to go and try to pick it. It's third down, so they could go and do that on fourth, and they just do a basic fake and a handoff on the outside. He is able to get out there, and Zachman did everything he could to get him down. That could have easily been a touchdown. He was able to fight the block off, and you always like when you're able to make that play, but a huge gutsy play by the Minnesota Gophers.
Yeah, tip of the cap to their offensive coordinator, Greg Harbaugh, as the Gophers now are taking a timeout. We're a minute 55 into the second quarter, with the Gophers leading 7-0. And Minnesota is threatening again. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 13:05 left in the half. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Scott's football brought to you apart by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team of the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
After a slow start for Minnesota offensively, the Gophers have reeled off five plays of at least 10 yards and three of 20-plus. 40-yard gain. It has the Gophers back into Wisconsin territory. 13:05 left in the half, 7-0 Minnesota. First and 10 for the Gophers at the Wisconsin 26-yard line.
And it looked like Neal got a little bit banged up on that long run, too. So a group that has been dinged up a bunch and having a hard time early, maybe lost a guy for a little bit as well.
Brosmer in the shotgun. Daniel Jackson, slot left, motions to the right. Snap to Brosmer. Back to throw, has time. Shoots it deep right side for Jackson. It is incomplete. Tied up by Ricardo Hallman. Rico delivers defensively, and it's second and 10 for the Gophers at the Wisconsin 26-yard line. Yeah, Kurt Neal, just a moment ago got out of the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent. Defensive line, Badger fans are aware how thin it is to begin with.
Nice job there by Ricardo, getting his head turned around. Looked like he had an opportunity to make a play on that.